Inspectors General are paid officials of the government, and they're supposed to uncover government fraud. Well, some of these watchdogs are unleashing some biting criticism of the Obama administration. They say they can't do their work because they're getting stonewalled. The IGs say they need better access to information. And as NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, they're winning support from members of Congress.
47 inspectors general signed a letter this month highlighting problems with access to federal records. Problems, they say, slow their investigations and threaten their independence.
If the IG community cannot rally around getting access to data, what can they rally around? This is vital.
Brian Miller served as Inspector General at the General Services Administration for 9 years.
You can stop an automobile in many different ways. You can slash the tires, you can smash the headlights, or you don't have to do anything. You just don't fill it up with gas.
Miller says by failing to hand over documents and electronic databases, bureaucrats deprive IGs of the fuel they need to do their work. Investigations like Miller's look at how the GSA misspent federal money on lavish award ceremonies.
Well, I think taxpayers want accountability, and IGs provide accountability. The taxpayers want to know how their money is being spent.
And so do members of Congress. In a show of support, leaders of the House and Senate Government Oversight Committees recently sent their own letter to the Office of Management and Budget. The lawmakers expressed grave concern about the issue and asked OMB to make sure agencies comply with demands for information. Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings was among those who signed. He explained why in a phone call with NPR.
Whenever there's an effort to block them from getting information, that is a concern that I think all of us share.
Cummings says he expects the administration will find a way to smooth over the wrinkles.
Once the Congress steps in and sends a letter or has a hearing, things seem to get better in many, many instances.
How and when that will happen is an open question. A spokesman for the OMB said it's looking into the matter and declined further comment. Inspectors general say the foot dragging can have serious consequences. Here's Michael Horowitz, the watchdog for the Justice Department, testifying to Congress earlier this year.
Restricting or delaying an OIG's access to documents may lead to incomplete, inaccurate, or significantly delayed findings or recommendations, which in turn may prevent the agency from correcting serious problems and doing so in a timely manner.
Horowitz had a hard time getting grand jury materials when he investigated a gun trafficking scandal known as Fast and Furious. Higher-ups in the department eventually granted him permission to see the documents. Little comfort, Horowitz said.
Requiring an inspector general to obtain permission in order to receive critical documents in an agency's possession impairs an IG's independence and conflicts with the core principles of the IG Act.
Independence, the inspectors general say they need to uphold public confidence, both in the government and in the integrity of the IGs themselves. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.